Yes, hello everybody. Today we have Julia Iglesias here with us at the Urban Art Kids podcast, which is also a very special podcast because we are during the Corona crisis. So, and we're talking to Julia about her, the actual situation, how she's coping with it. So, hi, Julia. Thank you for joining us for this podcast today.
Hi, Astrid. How are you? Thank you for inviting me to join your podcast again. Well, the situation is weird. I think it's a big nightmare. I think it's for each one the same. And every day is like the same, but different also. So I'm glad that we are not recording this with video. So because I'm still in pyjamas, that's another thing that I have to start to change in my life. Just
sure.
I think that, yeah. You should dress, like have a dress code like for every day. Yeah, I'm still working. I'm so happy because I didn't lose my job. So I'm still working as a freelancer. I am an illustrator. Also, I work as a artist assistant. And well, we have the workshop together every Saturday.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's, I think it's a big experiment right now, and it's a nice experience too, also. This whole situation is an experiment, I think, for everybody. And I think that we are going to learn a lot. And the good thing is that we are allowed to go a little bit outside, even if we have to be inside, so we can have like a small walks or ride our bikes a little bit every day. But I'm happy because I need to be focused, so, and I don't have any plan. So I'm here.
That's yeah. Really a good thing because you can't really be distracted because there's nothing that you're missing outside. That's something that I really realized because you can't go out. Well,
no.
Except for, as you said, walk or you go for shopping, for grocery shopping.
Right.
Or maybe some people have to take care of their loved ones, you know, elderly people. Mm-hmm. And but it's not really like there's a pressure that you have to be at some place or some event. Everything is happening now online. And people have to adapt, think about how to cope with that situation now. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a moment. It's amazing because it's not just here, and it's not just us, it's everybody. And I really like this kind of feeling that it's not because of me or not because of you. And we have to share our experience. And that's why I really like the idea of podcast, because we are at home, or even if when we have some walk, we can hear the Urban Art Kids podcast. That are very
That's
funny.
True.
Most of them.
Now you have more time to listen to it.
Yes. So please join.
Yeah, we have the episodes from before. Definitely, there are a lot of things you should listen to, but it's also I think important to see how people are dealing with this special circumstances that we're in now.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's hard, but in another way we can say that we have the lucky that we have our homes, we have our friends with health, and we can go to buy groceries, and I think that we are eating a little bit more those days. But yeah.
More chocolate and gummy bears, that's for sure.
Yes. I think so. Also I'm working more, so I'm happy because I have also the class that I used to have in Urban Art Kids, the adult art class. On Wednesday, we used to have the class. So right now I have the class online, so I'm happy because...
Oh, really? And how does it work? Tell me.
Well, was amazing last week because it was all the people online, you know, and it was a nice feeling. That they still want to make their things and they have some compromise for the that we have every Wednesday, and I really like the feeling that it's like a feeling that you are doing the things good, you know, it's like a confirmation of something. And yeah, and also, well, we have the other workshop on Saturdays.
Yeah, which is also really like a new experience, especially as you have kids involved. So yes. Yeah, it's super interesting, and I'm looking forward to the next class. Yeah, it's still definitely some points we have to adapt, but I think it's great that people are interested and want to join, especially as they have the time now to do such things, you know, and sit down yeah. with kids and do this classes. It's beautiful. Mm. Even the parents like to join, you know.
yes, there are some parents that they like to join and to like to participate a lot. And I think I'm thinking like a class, I think more for the family, maybe. It depends how many people are in every house. So yeah, I'm thinking about making maybe a dance family dance club. Yeah, let's see what happened with
Sounds Cancun. Great. Well, people have to move. Like I started with my daughter as well to do every morning with the Alba Berlin, the local basketball team, like sports for kids. It's great. It's also good for us. So it's like a family
I will check.
Activity. Yes, it's really nice. They're trying to bring out every 2 days a new episode. So it's really fun.
Cool.
Yeah. And you have to move. Obviously, we're lucky that we still can go outside. But also in the morning, it's nice to do some activity together, especially if it's sports, you know. Yeah.
Right.
So dance class. Right.
Yeah.
But we also have a little bit of dancing included in the online art class with dancing. So we have to also, we'll put that in as well, right?
Yes. I think that I try to think every class like a new experiment, but most of them are like a bridge in between, because I really like the kids start to know more songs in Spanish, so they can have more vocabulary and learn other things. The last Saturday we were learning a song that has a lot of words in Guarani. Guarani is the language that most of the people talks in Paraguay in South America. So I really like that the kids doesn't have to be just focused in Spanish in one way, just they can capture everything, you know, in all the sense of the language. So it was amazing, because the music comes with the video, so they can think, what is mamboreta? It's a butterfly, it's an ant, which kind of animal is. So I think in between they can start to have more complements to understand other things that are in between. And I think that having a song that you can repeat all the time, and you can dance and you can play and have more exercise from that, it's a good feeling. And also they are not going to get bored. So it's a must for the family too.
Definitely. And if they're already a little bit older, like starting from like 7 years on, they really focus and they love to be part of that online classes. I realize that it's really beautiful. And just to explain a little bit, the people, Julia is sending like 1 or 2 days before the class all the materials. So the parents print out the documents, and they probably have to prepare some of the tasks that they will do. Not so much, but a little bit, like to listen to a song and pay attention. And then during the workshop, they'll be asked about those special things like videos or other tasks they had to prepare. And it's like also, I would say, like a little happening for the, if it's small kids, parents have to be with the class, I must say, otherwise it's not working. But if they're a little bit older, they're more used to digital devices like computers or the iPad, you know. So interesting experience, definitely.
Yes, and also comes a part that they are learning how to write of the alphabet, and this is another part, is like with more linguistic things. So the part of the literature, because they are learning how to spell things, you know, maybe they know how to say in Spanish, or maybe their parents are from Spanish countries, but they start the school here in Germany, so they don't know how to write and they can talk. So I really try to the kids focus on that things, learning the alphabets, and we have like always like a segment like for 20 minutes playing Hangman. So all together.
That was fun.
Yes, and they love that part.
I forgot about that, really. It's been a while ago, but it's a beautiful game for everybody who's now at home stuck. Play Hangman.
Yes. Yeah, so they can realize how to write things and how to find the letters in the alphabet. So, yeah, I think it's an exercise that when you repeat at least a couple of times, it's getting better. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is really a great program if you have kids which are already a little bit older, like 6, 7 years old or even older, and they want to learn Spanish, or they are already aware of Spanish, because obviously Julia is speaking Spanish. So if they don't have any clue about Spanish, it might be a little bit complicated, that's for sure. But it's great for, yeah, parents, which one part is maybe speaking Spanish, and so they can dive more into the language. That's really great. Yeah, I'm happy that we're continuing this class online. It's, yeah, definitely a new experience, but it's worth it for sure. Mm. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I think every Saturday will be, as you said, a new experience and also part of the experiment. But I think all of us are learning how to deal with this present situation. And maybe in the future we can meet all together, because the kids are knowing each other right now by the video cameras. And maybe I hope soon we can meet all together to play and dance.
Yeah, that would be great. Really, the first class we did in person, that's for sure. And then, two classes we did in person. And then we had the...
Yeah, but right now we have more people, so it's great.
That's true. So they can meet each other later on in person, hopefully. We will have at some point soon the possibility to go back to a more normal situation. But until then, we definitely do that online classes. Mm-hmm. We also started like the Urban Art Kids Club.
What is that, Astrid? Tell me a little bit more.
We started this just recently, that we have kids. We send the kids every week a newsletter giving them tasks and documents, what they can do with their parents at home. So they can decide what time they want to do it. They don't have to do it online. They can do it offline. Maybe you need a printer to print out the documents, but it's our offer from the artists, which we really try to support during this situation here. And they're giving their creative ideas for doing bricolage or painting or other activities for the kids at home. So that's cool. The background. Mm.
So the kids can be full of Urban Art Kids during the week.
Yes.
Urban Art Kids activities. Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, and we will also set up for both activities, this Urban Art Kids Club, and also for our online workshop, there WhatsApp groups where parents exchange their information, comments, or if the kids did some great artwork, they can also post it. Obviously, the really nice ones, we are also very happy if we could post them on Instagram, so people are aware of that as well. And yeah, so we try to be really in communication with the parents and see how we can support them and help them during that situation.
Yeah, I think it's super important. And right now it's a community thing. So yeah, we have to support each other. And yes, also in the WhatsApp group that we have, they are sharing beautiful things that they were doing, the rainbow things.
Right.
That stay at home.
Yeah. I haven't done it yet, but yeah, I think it's a nice thing that they're sending out. Everybody with kids should put out like a rainbow sign on their windows. I haven't seen any so far, but we will see. We should start and then we go from there.
Yeah. Also, we can think what we can do from Urban Art Kids to stay at home. Maybe it's a good idea to work on that on Saturday.
Definitely. Should do that.
We'll see.
So I'm looking forward to our next class on Saturday. And yeah, please stay home, stay healthy, Julia. Thank you for joining me today. And we'll definitely share our experiences, how things are going with you out there. And please all stay safe.
Yeah, stay safe, Astrid. And well, we see online on Saturday.
That's for sure. At 10:30. I'm looking forward.
and I would like to invite everyone who likes to join to our adventure and experiment for this couple of weeks, hopefully. Yeah, let's see. But all of you are invited to join us. Whatever you want to join,
let us know if you want to join. You can sign up online, but also just write us an email. And yeah, we hope to see you all on our workshop.
Okay,
toodles. Okay, bye.